More questions continue to be demanded as to what led to the payment of a judgment debt to construction pioneers. The Public Accounts Committee yesterday heard from the Ministry of Finance and Economic Planning. The Chief Director of the Ministry, Enoch Kobina, told the committee that due diligence was made before the payment was effected. He said a letter ordering the payment together with other documents formed the basis for them to effect the payment. Asked whether he was aware of a demand by the then Ghana Revenue Authority that CP had evaded taxes to the tune of 284 million Dutch marks and 52 billion cedis from 1991 to 2005 on the foreign earnings transferred abroad, Mr. Kobina answered in the negative. Our parliamentary correspondents continue with the details.
The Chief Director of the Ministry of Finance and Economic Planning, Enoch Kobina, said though the ministry's officials were not aware that the amount in taxes owed by construction pioneers were waived as part of the settlement agreement, the Ghana Revenue Authority might furnish the committee with the answers. The Director of Budget at the Ministry, S.P. Chase, noted the means by which money was secured for the payment of the judgment debt.
I wouldn't say it was not in the budget. In the resources that are used to pay judgment debt, you don't see it as a line in the budget. It comes under a broader vote item called reserve vote. So in the budget there was reserve vote with sufficient funds there, and that was where it was paid from.
The ministry conceded that some of the documents supporting the payment were not well prepared.
It is a little outside of the norm because, as you can see, so the then Honorable Attorney General is not even identified as an Attorney General. There's just Government of Ghana by and then a signature and her name. But the normal practice is that the title will be there, at least identifying that she's the Attorney General. And then, yes, usually there is a witness. So it is a little shoddy, I have to say, but I'm not sure if the legal division was actually aware of it to comment on it.
The chairman of the Public Accounts Committee, Albert Kandapa, pointed out the need for the process of approving the release of money not allocated in the budget to be looked at again. He also said any institution other than Parliament waiving off taxes was not the best.
A report filed by a parliamentary correspondent.